Ireland's favourite station, on air and online. This is Isle of Wight Radio, the Isle of Wight tonight.
In the headlines this evening, money-saving plans outlined by Conservatives.
I am going to start testing prepaid cards onto which we will make benefit payments.
Council's executive to consider disability expenses proposal and charity award for Right Store.
I needed to get the message out there to people that it's important to be checked, and it's important to me.
All these stories and more coming up in the programme.
The Isle of Wight Tonight with John Weeks.
Good evening and welcome to the Isle of Wight Tonight. Plans to freeze working age benefits have dominated the second day of the Conservative Party conference. Tom Howreen reports from Birmingham.
George Osborne said he had to level with voters.
I am humbled by how much more we have to do.
And if the Tories win the next election, it would mean
working age benefits in Britain will have to be frozen for 2 years.
To save £3 billion. These people at a Birmingham job centre aren't impressed.
I think it's terrible, to be honest.
It's not fair at all.
And Deirdre Kelly, White D, from TV's Benefits Street, has another issue.
We didn't actually mention anything more about, like, freezing the cost of living.
Plans have also been announced to give more career support to 16 and 17-year-olds. Universal credits being rolled out sooner, and there'll be a tax cut on pensions you inherit from relatives.
Tom Howreen with the details.
Isle of Wight Radio. News and information for the Isle of Wight.
The Isle of Wight Council's executive is to consider proposals to change how it treats additional expenses related to disability when it meets next week. Sarah Griffin reports.
The executive will meet next Tuesday to discuss new proposals following a two-month consultation earlier this year with all relevant service users, as well as key stakeholders including People Matter Isle of Wight. On the island, service users with a disability are currently allowed a flat rate allowance of £10 a week to meet additional costs due to their disability. Under the recommended changes, the council has proposed to remove the allowance and instead in each case calculate the actual additional cost incurred as part of the assessment. Although it means some people will no longer receive an allowance for disability-related expenditure, if they are able to manage their disability at no additional cost, overall the system will be fairer, according to the council. If approved, the changes will be introduced from the 1st of November this year.
Hundreds of people have attended a memorial service for the teacher Anne McQuire, who was stabbed to death in Leeds in April. Elizabeth Williams reports.
Pupils, staff and family members have paid tribute to Anne McQuire as a passionate and committed teacher. Colleague Peter Fusco.
Anne McQuire, in pastoral care, set the standard for others to follow. She was one of the very best.
Her nephews, who she'd taken in after her sister passed away, read from a letter.
We're here to say we love you, but we really, really would like to say thank you.
Around 1,200 people packed into Leeds Town Hall, while another 500 gathered in front of big screens outside.
Elizabeth Williams with that report.
This is Isle of Wight Radio News.
The Attorney General is to review the three-month suspended sentence given to former DJ Dave Lee Travis. He was found guilty last week of groping a young researcher behind the scenes at the Mrs. Merton show. A spokesman for the Attorney General's office says it's being considered on the grounds that the sentence was unduly lenient. Detectives trying to trace missing schoolgirl Alice Gross have moved their search to a National Trust-owned estate near to where she was last seen more than a month ago. Scotland Yard officers are combing Ossoli Park in West London for the first time. The 14-year-old disappeared near the Grand Union Canal, around 2 miles away.
Isle of Wight Radio. News you can trust.
Midwives in England have voted to go on strike in a dispute with the government over pay. Members of the Royal College of Midwives backed walkouts by 82% and other forms of industrial action by 94%. Midwives will join other health workers by going on strike for 4 hours on the 13th of October. It's the first time the college has balloted for industrial action. The Shanklin Town Youth Brass Band have been crowned the best band in the South at a recent competition. The band travelled to Crawley yesterday to compete in the Southern Counties Amateur Bands Association competition. Alex Warner retained the best solo award he won at the spring competition, and the Island Musicians became SCABA Bands of the Year.
Isle of Wight Radio News.
And finally, the sports shop with Toymaster in Ryde has won an award for its latest window display. Produced by Sandra Williams, who works at the store, the display has been created for Breast Cancer Awareness Month and has won the award for the best display in Ryde. The display, made up of a homemade map of the island, included baking beans to represent the number of people who statistically have breast cancer on the Isle of Wight. Sandra says she made it to raise awareness of how many people suffer from breast cancer.
It's pink, but I made a big map of the Isle of Wight, and I sort of wanted something completely different, so I googled how the percentages of women that got breast cancer, and it turned out that there was 1 in 8 women got breast cancer, but 1 in 1,000 men get breast cancer as well, so we mustn't forget the men.
On our news pages online, find out who's been appointed as chief executive for the air ambulance and see pictures of the Ryde Sports Store's display. It's all at iwradio.co.uk. Thanks for listening to the Isle of Wight tonight. Up next is the Business Report.
The Isle of Wight Radio Business Report.
Aldi is planning to open up to 65 new stores next year as it announces a huge rise in pre-tax profit. The discount supermarket chain made a record £260 million in the UK in 2013, up 65% on the year before. Retail analyst Kate Hardcastle says Aldi still offers quality products, making it a serious threat to the big four.
These guys, they say, we're not no frills. It's not about taking everything away from you. We're looking for the best quality food at the best quality price. And they're seeing a surge in the amount of people that are trying them out to do that.
Sainsbury's has sparked a likely supermarket fuel price war. It says it's slashing up to 5p a litre off the cost of its petrol and diesel. The new prices will take effect from tomorrow. And a squeeze on the amount we spend could last for another 3 years. Research by EY Item Club says it's because annual wage growth up to 2017 is likely to remain well below rises typically enjoyed before the financial crisis. Consumer spending is only expected to increase by just over 2% next year and in 2016.
The Isle of Wight Radio Business Report is sponsored by Martin & Martin Wealth Management. Strategies individually designed for you. Grays Walk, Newport. Isle of Wight Radio. News you can trust. Get more online now at iwradio.co.uk.